Blog Talk Radio.
Deeper Truth Blog brings you the Rosary Patrol. To have your petitions added to the Rosary, please go to our blog site at deepertruthcatholics.com and click the Rosary Patrol page via the MeWe link.
Lovely lady dressed in blue, teach me how to pray. God was once your little boy, tell me what to say. Did you lift him up sometimes, gently on your knees? Did you sing to him the way that my mother does to me? Did you hold his hand at night? Did you ever try?
Father, I offer thee the most precious blood of thy divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen.
The host of the Rosary Patrol, Donald Hartley.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Deeper Truth and the Rosary Patrol. I know that we have scheduled the Sorrowful Mysteries tonight, but we made a decision beforehand that we're going to do the Joyful and the Illuminous Mysteries because today happens to be the feast of the birth of John the Baptist. And so we wanted to give a little focus to St. John the Baptist. And so with that, I'm going to bring on John Benko, John the Virginian, and he's going to go ahead and lead us through this. And so, good evening, John. How are you doing today?
Good evening. Doing very, very well. Just thought I'd point out that my parish happens to be St. John the Baptist Catholic Church. So today was a big day because obviously it is the feast of our patron, but it is the last day of a priest that I'm very, very fond of. That I can honestly say this priest has done more for my spiritual growth than any other priest in my lifetime. A little bit sad that he's leaving our parish and moving on, but obviously we wish him the best. And it's also the first day of the new pastor and the new parochial vicar. And since it's the feast day of our patron saint, a lot of people may not realize this, but if you go to Mass and receive communion on the feast day of your patron saint of your parish, and meet the other usual conditions, guess what? Guess what you gain, Donald?
A plenary indulgence.
And that's a good thing to have. That's a good thing to have. Do you agree?
Oh, if you want to do away with purgatory, you got it. That's it right there. And
Wipe that board clean. Get the eraser out and wipe that board clean, right? So,
you know,
anyway.
Don, just before we get really started on this, I think that I want to let everybody know that we're going to do a show here shortly, soon, on this very subject about the plenary indulgence and the various ways that you can receive that. That needs to be put out there.
Yeah, that's going to be Friday. We're going to talk about purgatory. We're going to talk about what an indulgence is, what an indulgence is not. An indulgence is not a license to sin. If you sin with the idea that you're later going to get an indulgence, or if you get an indulgence with the intention of sinning, you're committing the sin of presumption. And the sin of presumption, that's one of those ones you want to stay away from every sin. You really do.
Right.
But that's one of the ones you really want to stay away from. That's one of the really dangerous ones. Am I right?
Amen. And this doesn't take the place of the sacraments. In fact, everything we do in all these devotions point to towards the sacraments, like confession, for example, especially if you got mortal sin.
I'll say this real quick. I love David Anders' analogy on this, and we'll say this and then we'll move on. If you're a kid, okay, and you're outside hitting the baseball, and you accidentally hit the baseball through the kitchen window, and you go up and say, Mom, I'm sorry, Dad, I'm sorry, they forgive you, but you still got to pay for the window. So that's kind of an analogy that gives the idea of temporal punishment and what indulgences are. An indulgence would be like, a plenary indulgence would be like my buddy Donald saying, you know what, John, I'm going to pay for the window for you. We're able to take that money out of the treasury of graces. Anyway, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Queen of the Holy Rosary, you have deigned to come to Fatima to reveal to three shepherd children the treasures of grace hidden in the Rosary. Inspire our hearts with a sincere love of this devotion in order that by meditating upon the mysteries of our redemption, we may be enriched by its fruits and obtain peace for the world, the conversion of sinners and of Russia, and these favors which we ask of you in this rosary.
Beginning with Pope Francis's prayer intentions for the month of June, and this is it. Let us pray for young people who are preparing for marriage with the support of a Christian community. May they grow in love and with generosity, faithfulness, and patience. That's a good one there coming from the Holy Father. We also want to dedicate this rosary. And let me turn that down real quick because I had it up. We also want to pray and dedicate this rosary for all of the bishops, priests, and deacons and religious for their continued mission to reach the world for the Holy Father, for the Church, for Christ. We pray for the conversion of all our political figures, especially in a time of great need we have today, that they will truly represent the people. We pray for all of our first responders, our police officers, our EMT medics, paraprofessionals. We pray for our doctors and nurses and medical professionals. We pray for all of those. We dedicate for all who have been affected by the coronavirus. We've had three members of Deeper Truth that had come down with that. And we also want to dedicate for all those who are sick with all kinds of ills. We pray for our military, those who are deployed around the world, all over the world. We want to pray and dedicate this rosary, and also for the homes that are keeping the fires burning, waiting for their loved ones to come home. We want to dedicate this rosary for the poor souls of purgatory and for the end of abortion and Planned Parenthood, murderhood. I want to dedicate this rosary for my wife, Gigi, and my family members, We want to pray for all those who have abandoned the faith. That is so important. I want to also keep in mind of the RCIA candidates that were just received into the Catholic Church just this past Easter Vigil, that they maintain and hold fire, hold on to that fire that they have. We also want to, all any issues for those who have no one to pray for them. There's so many. For those who have left the faith, there's just so many things that we could dedicate this rosary for. John, do you have anything that you would like to add?
Well, yeah, obviously my family situation, for miracles that I've been praying for and need in my personal life, God knows what those things are. And I want to pray in a special way for a defense to our church, a persecuted church around the world. And that persecution is coming to our shores, Donald, and we really need to pray for it. I want to pray especially for a defense of the sacred body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is viciously under attack right now. It's under a political attack. I just pray that Saint Michael will guard our Holy Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. That Saint Joseph, Pyre of Demons, will guard our Sacred Lord in the Holy Eucharist. That Mother Mary will come down here with that stick and just light the devil up whenever he tries to desecrate our Blessed Sacrament. And that's all I have. And we offer these things. We ask these things for the greater glory of God and for your own glory and for the good of souls, especially our own. We believe in one God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
For an increase in the virtue of faith. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
For an increase in the virtue of hope. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
For an increase in the virtue of charity. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Our Lady of Fatima,
pray for us.
Saint John the Baptist,
pray for us.
The first joyful mystery is the Annunciation. The angel Gabriel appeared to the Blessed Virgin Mary in the sixth month and told her she would conceive the Son of God. And, of course, that was the sixth month of what? It was the sixth month of the conception of John the Baptist.
John the Baptist.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Our Lady of Fatima,
pray for us.
St. John the Baptist,
pray for us.
The second joyful mystery is the Visitation. Our Blessed Mother went on foot to the hill country of Judea to visit her cousin Elizabeth. When she found out about that Elizabeth had been in the sixth month of her pregnancy, while she was there, John the Baptist was born. And something else miraculous happened at that time too. In the skies above, Venus and Jupiter converged, and that was a signal to the Magi that the birth of the Savior was coming. That was a sign that they would have seen, telling them to head towards Jerusalem, to head towards Bethlehem.
John,
Father who art in heaven, yes,
John. There was another miracle, too.
Yes.
John the Baptist's father, Zacharias, when he named him John, was able to speak.
Oh, and I almost forgot the big one. That one's a big one, but I almost forgot the even bigger one. John the Baptist, the baby, leapt in his mother's womb at the greeting of our Blessed Mother. And Zechariah, you're right, Zechariah regained his voice after writing on the tablet, his name shall be John. So that was kind of a whole bunch of miracles at once.
Amen. And that's where
Father,
Mary
heaven,
gave us. Oh, I was just saying,
yep,
my soul magnifies the Lord. Yeah.
Yep. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Our Lady Fatima,
pray for us.
St. John the Baptist,
pray for us.
The third joyful mystery, the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And if my memory serves me correctly, Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich says that Elizabeth was the only family member that immediately knew, many family members knew that the child had been born. But Elizabeth was the first family member to know where the child was born. And just as Jesus had to be, Joseph and Mary had to make a sudden escape to protect the life of Jesus, the same was true with John the Baptist. So John the Baptist and Jesus both escaped Herod's edict, the slaughter of the innocents. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Our Lady of Fatima,
pray for us.
St. John the Baptist,
pray for us.
The fourth joyful mystery, the presentation of Jesus in the temple. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Our Lady of Fatima.
Pray for us.
St. John the Baptist.
Pray for us.
The fifth joyful mystery is the finding of Jesus in the temple. Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Our Lady of Fatima,
pray for us.
St. John the Baptist,
pray for us.
The first luminous mystery is the baptism of Jesus in the River Jordan. And he was baptized by who, Don?
John the Baptist.
Correct. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Our Lady of Fatima,
pray for us.
St. John the Baptist,
pray for us.
The second luminous mystery, the wedding at Cana. The scriptures tell us John the Baptist didn't drink wine. I guess he wasn't at this wedding, because there was a whole lot of people there that did drink some wine, and they needed a bunch of it in a hurry. Our Father,
he may
Lord
have drank
heaven.
Grape juice.
What's that?
He may have drank grape juice instead.
Or locust juice.
Know.
I don't know. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who most need thy mercy. Our Lady of Fatima,
pray for us.
St. John the Baptist,
Pray for us.
The third luminous mystery is the proclamation of the coming of the kingdom. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Our Lady of Fatima,
pray for us.
St. John the Baptist,
pray for us.
The fourth luminous mystery is the Transfiguration. There were three figures that appeared there, illumined with light, and they were Jesus and Moses. And the third was Elijah, who was the precursor of who?
John the Baptist.
John the Baptist. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Our Lady of Fatima,
pray for us.
St. John the Baptist,
pray for us.
The fifth luminous mystery, the institution of the source and summit of our faith, the Eucharist. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day
our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
No harm in us saying, give us our daily bread twice.
Not at all.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Our Lady Fatima,
pray for us.
St. John the Baptist,
pray for us.
Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, hail our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, our most gracious advocate, thy eyes of mercy towards us. And after this, our exiles, chill unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary.
Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God,
that we may,
that
be,
we
made
may be made worthy
of the promises,
of, the promises
of, Christ.
Of Christ.
Let us pray. O God, whose only begotten Son, by his life, death, and resurrection, hath purchased the rewards of eternal life, grant we beseech thee that by meditating upon these mysteries of the most holy rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, that we may imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise through the same Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl around the earth, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. May the divine assistance always remain with us, and may all the souls of the faithfully departed, to the mercy of God, rest in peace. Saint Joseph, terror of demons,
pray for us.
Saint John the Baptist,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father,
beautiful,
and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
That felt Amen.
Good. I needed that. That was very cathartic. So just a reminder before we go on, it's going to have to be tomorrow night because I can't do it during the day because I get called into work early. But tomorrow night, we're going to do a show on all about indulgences. I look forward to it, Donald. I think it's going to be a good show.
I think it will. I think it's important. I really do. All right. Well, God bless
and
you, John.
And this was episode, by my recollection, this is episode 1989 in the history of Deeper Truth. And we are getting close. We are getting close to that wonderful 2000th episode. And it's looking like July 6th. Is going to be the 2000th episode. And Donald, are we cooking up something good for the 2000th episode or what?
I think so.
We're cooking up something good. It's going to be something. Wow. When I first contacted you way back in 2009, and you came on back when we were battling the Sander clan, on YouTube.
Yeah, we was.
Wow. I mean, just look back at that, and it seems like it was yesterday, doesn't it?
It does.
And here we are.
A lot has happened.
Here we are coming up on 2,000 episodes, and, I mean, just think about it. I mean, think about – I was just looking today. I was just going through the archives and looking at some of the great shows that we've done, some of the great guests that we've had on, John Martinoni, John Salza. Just so many. Donna Corey Gibson and Donna Lee, Steve Ray, Dave Armstrong. Just really, really big, important people that we've had on. We've done some very, very important shows. We did the show from Jerusalem. So many Eucharistic miracles that have been on here, so many apparitions of Mary that have been on here, a lot of big political shows that we've done, and, of course, the debates. We've had some great debates on Deeper Truth. Got a feeling we're not done with debates. What do you think? I got just have a feeling that we're not done on debates.
It's been kind of difficult. It's been kind of difficult to find anyone that's willing to debate. Because, they don't want it to be a fair scenario where we, like we do here, we do it a fair way. And, they can't use a scattergun technique.
Yeah, I ran into that on Facebook, and I'm arguing with this guy, and he's doing exactly the same thing. He's throwing the scattergun technique at me. He says, "Well, I was 38 years as a Catholic, and I know official Roman Catholic doctrine, and
right.
if you look at official Roman Catholic doctrine, you'll see where Mary is called a mediatrix. She's called equal to Jesus." Well, first of all, the church has never officially proclaimed Mary as a mediatrix. However, she has unofficially been called a co-mediatrix of graces. Now, a co-mediatrix of graces is a world of difference from a mediator between God and man. Now, they're trying to make it sound like it's the same thing because the words sound similar. Okay?
But, you know, this guy sounds like a Pharisee. You remember when the Pharisees, when the blind man was surprised because they said that they see, and what did Jesus say to them? Your sin remains? Well, this guy's sin remains.
You say you see, so your sin remains. So then he says, "Show me in the Bible where Mary ascended into heaven." I said, "I thought you were a Catholic for 38 years." Someone who's a Catholic for 38 years couldn't make a mistake like that. Catholic Church doesn't believe that Mary ascended in heaven. The Catholic Church believes that Mary was assumed into heaven. Right? She was taken into heaven by the power of God. Nobody believes that Mary climbed to heaven under her own strength. And somebody who was 38 years in the Catholic Church, he must have been sleeping for 38 years. That's all I can say. You couldn't make a mistake like that. Then he throws out the Whore of Babylon. I said, "Well, the Whore of Babylon is the city of Jerusalem." And he says, no. He says it says right in there that it's the city that sits on seven hills, and that's Rome. I said, "No, the word for hills is Bunos. John uses the word Oros, which is the word for mountain. And Oros can only, did you know that? Oros can only be translated as mountain. It's not one of those words that can go either. It's not one of those words that can go either way. So when a Bible version, such as the King James, translates it as hill, it's a mistranslation. Straight up.
Sure.
How many cities in antiquity were known as the city on seven mountains? Do you know?
One, Jerusalem.
Period. Full stop. I threw that one at him. And then he says, "Well, nowhere in the Bible does it say that Mary is the mother of God." I said, "Well, if you deny Mary is the mother of God, you just denied the entire Christian faith." I mean, Donald, when we talk about the essential doctrines that you have to believe in, Mary as mother of God is one of them. You can't call yourself a Christian if you deny that Mary is the mother of God, because if you deny Mary is the mother of God, you just invalidated the incarnation. You just invalidated all of the value of the crucifixion. If it's just a guy that died on the cross, it's just a man. It's not God. Well, it's a horrible tragedy. But it didn't do anything for your salvation or mine, did it?
Well, apparently not according to this guy. Who is this guy?
Just a guy that one of our Catholic friends invited me to this group. She thought we could have, sensible discussions. But these people, they run from sensible discussions. The other one was trying to give me this once saved, always saved stuff. It says, "Well, if you don't earn your salvation, then how do you lose it?" I said, "Well, okay, show me how you jibe that with Romans chapter 2, verses 6 to 13. Who will render to each one according to his works. Those who sow by
the whole thing about the prodigal son.
Exactly. How do you jibe? The only thing that I can think of is these people who believe in once saved, always saved. They had to have removed the entire Gospel of Matthew from their Bible. That's the only thing I can think of. It's just not there. Okay? Because,
Matthew,
Matthew is a gospel that blows once saved, always saved out of the park. I mean, you start with chapter 3 with John the Baptist calling the Pharisees a brood of vipers and telling them to produce good fruit as proof of their repentance, because every tree that does not produce good fruit will be what?
Cut down.
Thrown in the fire. Yeah. That doesn't sound like it goes too well for the bad trees.
Send me a link on that, and I would be more than happy to join you in this quest.
I left the group because I can't get any of them to engage. You know, they throw out a couple of verses and they say they want to throw out a couple of verses. Then when you refute their couple of verses, then they want to tuck tail and run. And it's because here's why it is. All right, and it's you see it really with the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Mormons, but now you're seeing it more and more and more with a lot of the Protestant religions. They're programmed. They believe what they're told to believe. They spout the arguments that they're told. Okay, when the Catholics confront you with this, you go in and say this. Okay, all right, and that's what they do. They got it written down on an index card somewhere. This is what pastor told me to say. But then when you counter what their pastor told them to say, they can't handle it. They can't. I mean, just like Brenda Johnson, we were going around with Brenda Johnson the other day. You saw the arguments that I was making to her. Did I give her anywhere to go?
Yeah. No.
I mean, there's nowhere for her to go, and yet she's still denying it. And she actually had the audacity when I showed that the harlot was drunk with the blood of the prophets. Chapter 18 of the book of Revelation said, in her was found the blood of the prophets. And I showed her Jesus in Matthew 23 saying, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those who sent you. I'm showing her in black and white that Jesus is saying Jerusalem is the city that killed the prophets. She says, well, taking a verse from the gospel and trying to juxtapose it against Revelation 17 and 18 is bad hermeneutics. She wouldn't know a hermeneutic if it hit her upside the head. They use big words, but they can't make sensible and logical and reasonable arguments. It's really sad.
They can't.
I mean, I look back at all of the debates we had, and I don't think there were many that were even mildly competitive.
They're not.
I mean,
they're not.
Even the ones that were competitive by degree, which is to say that, you know, they weren't competitive, but there were others that were even less competitive than those. I mean, the debate I had with Alex Caro, I'd been up for 25 hours straight when I had that debate.
You knocked him out of the park. I knocked him out of the park. And didn't even practice for it.
In that debate, I didn't feel like I was as sharp as I normally would have. And I went back and I listened to it, and there's a couple of arguments. You know me. I mean, you've known me long enough to know that there's a couple of arguments that normally I wouldn't have missed. I'd have been on them, like you say, like a chicken on a June bug. I left a couple of arguments on the table just because sheer exhaustion. I mean, I'd been fighting a snowstorm for 25 straight hours. That's basically what I was at. Well, I wasn't just up for 25 straight hours. I was up fighting a snowstorm for 25 straight hours. I was physically exhausted. And yet, me physically exhausted was able to trounce him. Why? Because of how superior my intellect is to his? Hardly. But it's how superior our arguments are. And we've said this,
exactly.
If we've said this once, we've said it 100 times, Donald. I don't care how good of a card player you are. You can be the best card player in the world. But the guy across the table is sitting there with four aces, you're done. I mean, it's just all there is to it.
A full
and
house,
we know
a
going
flush.
We know going into every argument that we're sitting there holding four aces. You know, so you know the guy can bluff and it's really all that he can do. And that's what they try to do. They try to use, you know, and we know what the words hermeneutics mean and entomology. You know, we know what all those words mean. We've used those words ourselves. But you know what, Donald? We refrain from using those words in debates. And the reason why we try to not to use those words in debates is we try not to talk over the head of the audience. Because it's really the audience that we're trying to persuade.
Of course.
Trying to convince.
Yeah.
We're trying to convince the audience. And at the end of the day, can you really honestly do an honest reading of Revelation chapter 12, of Luke chapter 1, and honestly say that Mary's not the mother of God?
Psalm 45. I mean, yeah, the whole kit and caboodle. No, you cannot be. What does the Lord say? If you're lukewarm, I will kick you out of my mouth. So this guy was lukewarm for 38 years. That means nothing. On the contrary,
yeah.
On the day of judgment,
yeah.
He will get it. He will see it. If he doesn't, we hope he sees it before then. But if it takes till the day of judgment,
I
he made his own.
You know, I'm going to say one thing. I know we got to get wrapped up and get going here, but I'm going to say one more thing. I remember when I was younger, one of the things that I was concerned about was when Jesus talked about the sin of blasphemy against the Holy Spirit.
Sure.
And everybody at one time, every Christian at one time has wondered, oh, could I possibly have committed the sin of blasphemy against the Holy Spirit? Well, you know what? Are you guilty for your sins? Do you feel sorry for your sins? Well, yeah. Well, then you haven't committed blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. Because
you
have contrition. That contrition.
Yeah.
That contrition comes from God. Okay? Blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, what it actually is that final stubborn impenitence, refusal to back off of your heresy, refusal to repent, refusal to seek forgiveness. Blasphemy against the Holy Spirit is best personified in the person of Martin Luther. He's a personification of blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. Would not,
pride.
Okay, and when Jesus said they cannot be forgiven in this life, nor will they be forgiven in
the next.
Okay.
That's it. So we just hope.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. So it is that stubborn impenitence. The Bible talks about a group of people that will have a pretense of religion while denying its power. And a lot of times these people use religion to increase their own stature. And they build their own stature about it. They build their own reputation off of it so that it becomes a part of their identity. And I hate to say it, I'm not judging a person's soul. Don't get me wrong. But I hate to say that there's some of that in Brenda Johnson. She's so invested in this dispensationalist Zionist crap. She's been pushing it for so long that she just can't bring herself to back off. I was wrong. I've seen the light. I was wrong. Because it takes humility to do that. It takes humility to do that. It's a special grace.
Amen.
That's why you got to admire somebody like Dr. Scott Hahn. Because in 90% of the 90% of the theological discussions that Scott Hahn is involved in, he's the smartest guy in the room. I mean, sometimes he knows the faith better than the priests do. Okay.
Oh, easily. Easily.
Okay. But you know what? He wants to do God's will, and that's the corner of his faith. And the cornerstone of his faith is, if I'm wrong and God is right, and I got to change my position. I got to change where I'm at. I can't ask God to change to fit me. You know, and unfortunately, we're going through that in the world right now. We have a political party that is standing up and telling the Catholic Church who it has to give communion to. Can you imagine the audacity? I mean, the unmitigated gall.
And how many bishops will fall into it? I mean, think about that one, too. Now, how many bishops will basically cater to that? I hope none, but we'll see. But, John, I got to rock and roll, man.
Yep. All right. You have a wonderful night. God bless.
Yeah, hey, God bless you, too, man. We'll be ready for tomorrow.
All right. I'll see you.
Cool beans.